Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week we have been listening to Jesus. This is good. If you listen as someone who is not yet a believer in Christ, we who are believers, we love Christ. He means more to us than anyone, because he is our Redeemer, our Savior, our Lord, and our friend. And we would like to invite you to know him, to give him your life, and to be amazed by what he can do in you, for you, and with you. You might think, I am not worthy of Jesus. The truth is, none of us is worthy, and yet Jesus has come for us. The Gospels describe Jesus as a friend of sinners. He is our friend. May it be that he is your friend. He seeks and he saves we who are lost. Do you feel lost? When Jesus comes to you, do not reject him. As for those of us who have invested our faith in Jesus, have we been spending quality time with him lately? Do we have a rhythm in our busy schedules for some one-on-one time with the Lord? Is there a place you go that is quiet, and where you find or create a boundary that cannot easily be broken, such that Jesus can minister to you his grace and mercy and forgiveness as you confess your sin to him, as you worship him, and as you marvel at his glory? Many of us Christians are too busy for this, and that is to our harm. I pray that we will take some time daily to be with Christ. And here on God Is, I hope that we will learn of him as he teaches us what it means to be saved from our awful sin by his grace. For the last couple of days, Jesus has taught us just how incapable we are of, within our own resources, how incapable we are of coming to him. In John chapter 6 and verse 65, we learned that no one can come to him unless God the Father acts within us. And in John chapter 6 and verse 44, we learned from the words of Christ that no one can come to him unless the Father draws that person to Jesus. And that word draws is very important. We learned that it means to compel by irresistible superiority. Draws means to compel by irresistible superiority. The better word in English is drags. We can justifiably read John 6, verse 44 this way: no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me drags him. And drags implies force. It speaks of an imposition on our will so that we lose our appetite for sin and increase our appetite for the Savior. Jesus says that God must compel us to come to Christ. God the Father must bring us to God the Son. If God does not, then we will not come. John 6, 65, no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father. John 6, 44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. This is taken directly from Jesus' lips to our ears. No one, none of us, by our own volition, will come to Christ unless God acts in us, compelling us to Christ. Today, let's stay in the Gospel of John and go back to chapter 3. If you have read John's Gospel, then you will be familiar with this meeting between Jesus and a man named Nicodemus. Many people are somewhat familiar with Nicodemus because they know John 3:16, and that most famous of Bible verses comes on the back end of a fascinating conversation between these two men. What interests us here is what Jesus says to Nicodemus in verses 3 and 5 of John 3. I'm coming to that in a moment, but as you find this chapter in your Bible, let me tell you or remind you that Nicodemus was a prominent Pharisee and member of the Jewish Sanhedrin, meaning that he was a ruler of the Jews. Verse 1 tells us that. Later, Nicodemus will be a believer in Christ, but first this meaningful meeting in the dark. I'm reading John chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Let's make our way through the dialogue, and first I want you to notice the phrase, kingdom of God. Jesus says that Nicodemus will not see the kingdom of God and will not enter the kingdom of God unless something first happens to Nicodemus. What is meant by the kingdom of God? In context, the Lord is referring to the millennial kingdom, still, as of today, still coming at the end of the age. Pharisees, as well as other Jews, eagerly awaited the messianic kingdom, the earthly reign and rule of the Messiah on this earth. But they made an assumption. They thought simply being Jewish and being religious was more than enough to give them entry into this kingdom of God. Nicodemus arrives for his clandestine meeting with Christ, assuming that he is going to see the kingdom and enter the kingdom. But Jesus has some news for Nicodemus. In verses 3 and 5 in the text I have read for us, Jesus uses the word unless. Here again, the Lord sets a necessary precondition. Verse 3, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Verse 5, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Did you hear the word unless? Jesus tells Nicodemus, unless you are born again, unless you were born of the Spirit, you cannot see or enter the kingdom of God. In his current state, Nicodemus is incapable. He is unable. He has no ability to access the kingdom. This came as a shock to the religious ruler. In response to Jesus saying Nicodemus has to be born again, he responds, verse 4. Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?" In other words, what do you mean by born again? For the sake of time, let me interpret. What the Lord means is spiritual rebirth. First, a person must be reborn. He or she must be spiritually, not physically, but spiritually reborn. Then second, that person will see and enter the kingdom of God. And this is what we have been learning from the Lord all week long. First, God must act upon our will. He must regenerate us. We must be born again. Then, and only then, will we be saved. Let's look at this from a slightly different angle. In verse 5, Jesus says Nicodemus must be born of water and the Spirit. By water, Jesus means not literal water, but cleansing, as one would clean oneself with water. Nicodemus requires a spiritual cleansing. By the Spirit, Jesus means the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the one who purifies and washes our soul when we are saved and gives us access to the kingdom of God. Now, the opposite of the Spirit is the flesh. And here I want to bring in another scripture. Let's let the Bible interpret the Bible. I am thinking of Romans chapter 8, verses 7 through 9. I'm turning in my Bible from John to Romans and chapter 8, beginning in verse 7. Paul the Apostle writes, "The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ." That's Romans 8, verses 7 through 9. The apostle is setting the flesh against the Spirit. They are enemies. Verse 7, the person who has their mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. Wow. Verse 8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Double wow. This describes Nicodemus in John 3. He was living in the flesh, not in the Spirit. And the flesh is hostile toward God, and the flesh cannot please God. So Nicodemus, living in the flesh, was not pleasing God. He desperately needs to be born again of the Holy Spirit. That is verse 9 of Romans 8. Listen to that again. "You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." Paul is writing to Roman Christians, and he says, "You have been born again in the Spirit. The Spirit of God dwells in you, so you are no longer in the flesh." We will pick up here again tomorrow, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.